Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf, maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield, adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown, 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Caleb doesn't have the efficiency right now, but he's got the explosiveness. And that's what he brings to the table right now. They're running the football really well, and he brings these explosive special plays to the offense, even if they're not fully efficient.
NFL Network analyst.
Who has the better offensive scheme?
I would actually go with the Bears scheme. And I like what Matt LaFleur does, especially in the run game and his play action down in the red zone. But when I look at the overall scheme, I love what Ben Johnson's doing. Now, you're saying it's not as efficient yet. We talked about it earlier. Caleb Williams is going to get better and get more accurate. But I love the way that he changes things up. I mean, this is one team that's run for over 250 yards twice this year. You don't even think about that part of it. And then the way he creates opportunities for his quarterback, love what he's doing in Chicago.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Kurt Warner joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. We're trying to figure out how to feel about yesterday's game, Kurt. It's very good to talk with you. What did you take away from Bears-Packers? What was the most interesting thing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I think the biggest thing that you continue to take away is, and I think you hear a lot of people talking about it today, is just how they're convinced that Chicago's for real. I think, you know, as you watch them win and win a lot of close games and some of the lack of efficiency with Caleb that we've talked about and not a lot of big names on defense. I think a lot of people were like, okay, how good are they? Like, are they the number one seed? Are they a playoff team type of thing? And I think every week, go into Philly and you beat Philly the way that you did. And then in this game, to be competitive and to fight back and to put yourself in position to tie that game up or maybe win that game late, I think they're continuing to convince people that it's a really good football team. And, you know, they didn't just get lucky or Caleb pull out a couple late wins with a team that's not very good. I think they're convincing people that, you know, they're playing with the best teams in the league and they're competitive with the best teams in the league. And, yes, they can improve and they can get better. But that they're a formidable team right now. And I don't think a lot of people were fully convinced of that just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's an interesting dynamic, as Lawrence talked about, that we heard you talking about Ben Johnson in the open. After the game, Ben praised the Green Bay defense, said at home, going into this, they were giving up 13 points a game, 240 yards per game. So they go silent cadence because they have to. But what did you think of what Ben did? A lot of max protect, the run game, and so many bootlegs. I lost count of how many bootlegs for Caleb, especially in that second half.
I know Caleb's really, really good at it. I just think it's such a limited play when you're talking about the bootlegs. Because I thought the same thing when I was watching the film. I'm like, my gosh, you got to get more out of your pass game. You know, drop that game or the play action game down the field or, you know, just again, you know, Caleb makes a lot of plays that way. But, once a quarterback gets on the move like that, there's only so many things you can do and it really limits your opportunities. And so a lot of times it's hit or miss, with those plays. And so, yeah, that was definitely something that jumped out to me in that game, just that they needed more out of their passing game. And maybe it was because Caleb struggled a little bit early. I wasn't a huge fan of what they did passing the football in the second half. But, obviously it brought them back and they were able and even had a chance there on the naked bootleg on fourth down, to put the ball in the end zone and tie that game up. So it worked for them. But I just, again, I'm not a huge fan of it over and over again because I think it's such a limited play in terms of taking advantage of a defense.
His sixth consecutive game below 60%, which is just crazy. It's very unusual in the NFL. When he does hit guys in structures, is he hitting guys that are moving? It looks like he's hitting guys that have stopped. And so I'm wondering, does he need to wait to see the guy? Like, what do you see from him in structure at this point?
It really just depends on the play. I mean, one thing I will say, we talk about completion percentage, and I hear you, and obviously he misses some throws and misses some guys. I think he also does a great job of throwing the ball away. That there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that take a bunch of sacks when they should just throw the football away. And Caleb, and especially like on those naked bootlegs, like sometimes it's either, you know, win or there's nothing there. And although he made some great plays on the move yesterday, you know, sometimes the incompletion is simply because the play doesn't work and he's got to throw it away. And he does a good job with that. I think, again, it's hard to really put your finger on what exactly it is. I don't think he's got, you know, terrible technique that, you know, that would lead him to miss a lot of throws, you know. And again, there's always different nuances to the technique, but I'm just saying, when you look at balance of his feet, you look at his shoulders, I don't think that's a big part of it. I think there's certain times where we've talked about him throwing the ball too hard, you know, putting too much on the ball. And when that happens, you miss by a little bit, you miss. And other guys that have more touch on the football, there's more room for air for adjustment with the guys on the other end. I think some of it, too, is getting comfortable with the timing element of the offense. And whether that's him getting comfortable with exactly how it's going to play out, or whether it's him getting comfortable with seeing the field, reading it, and being kind of ahead of the play. And what I mean by that is, a quarterback, you know, you kind of have to read and see ahead of the throw on what's going to be open. And if you're a little bit late on that, now all of a sudden you rush the entire process. You rush physically. You throw the ball a little bit harder than you want to. You're not quite ready to make a certain throw. And that can lead to some of the misses as well. So I think there's a combination of things that are going on right now in the progression of Caleb Williams as a quarterback and as a quarterback within this system, that can, you know, that's led to some of the inaccuracies. And so to me, it's just something I'm going to continue to watch and see, is this something about Caleb Williams where he's not just a naturally accurate guy and we're going to have misses throughout his career? Or is this one of those things as he grows as a quarterback, as a pocket passer within this offense, that those things naturally take an uptick and he becomes more efficient as a thrower?
How much does an elite pass rusher kind of change whatever it is your plan is going into the game? Because I'm looking at the numbers. I mean, just the eye test on Parsons, you knew he was in the backfield a lot. The numbers say that he had 8 pressures in the game and that his pass rush rate was 27% of pressures. So that's pretty incredible, watching the way that he had to run around to try and chase Caleb. So when you walk into a game, and maybe throughout the week you thought, oh, well, we'll do this and we'll chip this guy and we'll run at him, whatever it is that you're planning on doing, once you actually get into a game with a player like that, how easily can you start to move away from it? Because I was looking at the second half going, that was an adjustment to what Micah Parsons was doing.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, anytime a guy's ruining a game, you know, it becomes more of a facet inside the game of what you're thinking and how you're playing. I mean, as a quarterback, the whole goal is always to not think about those guys up in front of you. Not, you know, it's much easier said than done when you're in games like that. But that's your goal, is I got to come back and I got to do my job so well that I'm seeing it and getting it out of my hands before that guy can even get there. And that was, you know, always my mindset, was I couldn't drop my eyes. I couldn't, you know, look to see, oh, you know, is he going to be protected? Where is Micah Parsons? That was something that I had to avoid the best I could in the course of every game. And, you know, you would always get caught up in games where, yeah, you knew somebody was there and you were getting hit a lot. And your eyes would drop here and there. But usually when your eyes drop as a quarterback, that's when you're done, you know, outside of maybe a guy like Caleb that can, you know, make a play running around or find a window. But you're done in terms of being able to attack a defense down the field, you know, once you start thinking about those things. So you just have to do your best to compartmentalize it. And even if you're getting hit, like, hey, I got to trust my guys the next time to block him, and I've got to do my job, or I got to get this ball out of my hands before he can get there and help my guys up front. And that's the mindset you have to have.
Kurt, I was hoping that the bad version of Jordan Love was going to show up.
Nope.
That's not what we saw. I know what I saw, but you're the guy who played it and knows it. What do you see when you see him playing these days?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the interesting thing was that, like, they hit the same kind of play like four times in the game. And those were the big plays that the Packers got in the game with the deep over routes that they threw over and over again in that game. You know, outside of that, you know, the Packers were just kind of efficient, and Jordan was just kind of efficient. You know, there was times I thought he missed some throws, but even when he kind of misses a particular read, he does a nice job of just finding a positive play, getting a completion to his back and moving the chains. Or when he goes through a progression too fast, you know, he finds a way of doing something positive instead of negative. And that, to me, you know, is he's making the big plays when they were there, like he did yesterday. And then he's not making the big mistake, even if it's not clear or he's not seeing it. And I think that's what he's doing really well right now. And what he's, you know, and why their team continues to win is that they're not necessarily dominating or blowing teams out of the water from an offensive standpoint, but he makes enough big plays and he's not making mistakes. And that's going to give your team a chance every time out. And I thought he played a really good, efficient game with two or three big plays that were difference makers.
How did you feel about the Bears' last play?
I mean, I think there's so many ways to look at it. You know, like, the first thing I could say is it was kind of predictable because we've seen them do that, and they basically ran the exact same play for the touchdown against Philadelphia on fourth down to put that game away. You know, so you see them do a lot. They ran a naked on fourth down earlier in the game where Caleb ran for the first down, and then obviously a lot of naked bootlegs within the course of the game. So I think you could say predictable, but I also think there's an element to, even though it's predictable, it's been very successful for them. Even though it's predictable, Caleb Williams is really good in that setting. Even if he's got to run like he did earlier in the game, it opens up options to get Caleb Williams and his legs outside. And then bottom line is he had a guy wide open. Like, if you go back and watch the play, four guys on the defense of the Packers jumped the flat, you know, maybe because they, you know, it was predictable and they knew it might be coming. But four guys jumped it. It was a backside player that had, you know, in I can't think now.
Keyshawn, you know, Nixon.
Yeah, Nixon coming over from the backside to have to take away that corner route. The biggest thing on that play, and again, there's so many elements to it, is that if that was me running that play, I'd probably get to that corner much sooner than Caleb did, because, and I'm not saying that because I was necessarily a better player. I'm saying that because I wasn't an athlete. And so my legs were not a part of the equation in terms of, oh, I'm going to run for the first down. So I peaked the flat, it's covered. I'm right up over the top to the corner route. With Caleb, he was a little bit late getting to the corner route. And part of me wonders, well, I ran for the first down and it's kind of the safer play on fourth down than to throw it down the field. Was that the reason he maybe got to the corner out a little bit late on that? And then obviously the throw is a little bit, you know, short. And I think probably because he was late and the tight end was further down the field, and it leads to an interception there. So, you know, there's so many things, like, how do you want to look at it? Well, was it a bad play call because it was predictable? Well, maybe to a degree, but it's also been successful and you've had success with it. And there was a guy open on the play. So it's hard to complain about a play call where there was a guy wide open for an opportunity to tie the football game. And you're doing something that your quarterback's really good at. So I don't really have a problem with it overall. But I, you know, maybe could have popped something a little bit easier had you done something that you hadn't shown in those situations, you know, quite often during the year.
Kurt, I didn't want the Bills and the Bengals game to end, even though I was sitting there waiting for the Bears. The quarterback play in that game, my goodness. Is there anybody better than Burrow when he's healthy? He's
I mean,
he's amazing.
He's awesome. You know, he sees the field so well. He's so accurate with the football. And he's got, you know, great mentality. He's very confident and his team believes in him, and he's not afraid to make mistakes. I always think the great ones are those guys that don't play tentative, that don't care about the environment, whatever. They're just going to go play and they're going to believe that they're going to make every throw and every play. And that's who Joe Burrow is. There's no hesitation in the way that he plays, but I don't think there's anybody that processes the game in this NFL as well as Joe does. And that's why I enjoy watching him so much, because he plays the game very much like I did. But I appreciate that part of it in an era where we've got a lot of tremendously athletic quarterbacks that do, like, you know, that do incredible things every time out. I appreciate, you know, the guys that still play the game, you know, head first and see it and get it out and get it to their playmakers and do those sorts of things. And Joe Burrow does that as well as anybody. And it's fun to watch.
I hate to sound out of town stupid, but starting from when he got the opportunity to play, it seems like Shedeur Sanders is getting better with each rep. What are you seeing with him? Because he's the Bears' next opponent.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, this was his best game by a long shot. And I think he's doing a lot of things really well. He throws a good ball. He throws a catchable ball. He's accurate, like we saw in college. There's definitely things for him to work on, you know, getting more comfortable and solid in the pocket. There's times where he'll bounce around in the pocket and not quite be set when things are playing out. And I think that's just, you know, not being comfortable with what he's seeing or what he's expecting. You know, there's times he holds the ball a little too long and will run around and it'll lead to sacks, but he's also made some big plays that way. But I mean, I think he's proven what I think a lot of us thought coming out was that he has a shot to be a starter in the National Football League. You know, that he could be one of those guys, and, you know, he'll have to show us how good of a starter he can be, but he's shown some things to me in these first few games that he's played that say he deserves more looks and more opportunities to, you know, to prove whether he can or can't be that kind of guy. But yeah, I thought this last game was his best game by far, and he did a lot of really, really good things within the structure of what they were asking him to do.
Thank you for the perspective, Kurt Warner. We always get a little smarter and think of the game better.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it.
All right. We'll get back on track next week. It's going to be fun down the stretch here to see how this all plays out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.